And now, from Norwich, it's Reach
Orange. Every morning before we come on, me and my team who work behind me, do you want to come in here quickly? We've got a massive team of people who work on the show to make sure nothing goes wrong. We've got Sarah, Brian, John, Sid and Fred who help out on the show. And every morning before we go on, we pray. I've got a massive picture in front of me to the radio gods, Tommy Boyd. And we all pray together. We pray that nothing will go wrong. Dear Tommy, please make sure that nothing goes wrong on this radio show. Please make this radio show work properly. And we'll get at least 15 listeners. We do that every day. We do a little huddle every day, don't we, gang? Yes, we do. And usually it works. Well, it didn't today because I didn't have the jingle loaded up.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again. And past your door. But you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. And now you've disappeared somewhere. I got a space. You found some better place. And I miss you.
Brilliant, love it. Todd Terry on the remix there of Everything But The Girl I'm Missing. I never get it because it says Todd Terry, then it says Blanco into Eternal Radio Edit. It's all very confusing. So I'll give you a little bit of an insight to what happens before the show. 5 minutes before the show, the team who work on this show I've never said this before. We all play this music while Chris is playing ABBA. It's our lucky piece of music. We always play this music. And like I said, in front of me, we've got this massive, huge picture of the radio legend that is Tommy Boyd. And we all pray down on our prayer mats to Tommy. With this music playing, it's our way of knowing that we're going to have a good radio show and nothing's going to go wrong. So we all pray and we go, Tommy, please let this radio show go by with no hiccups, no jingle failures, no text message failures, no WhatsApp failures, and that every song has been swear checked properly. And when we look up at Tommy, we thank Tommy and all the previous radio legends for letting us do this job every day. Well, 3 days a week. So I can't be asked to do five. And we remind ourselves how lucky we are to have Reach on air. And that there was once a time when you didn't have internet radio and you had to do pretend radio shows on your karaoke machine. And no one heard it because it wasn't on the air. So every day we remind ourselves, thank you, Tommy. And all the previous radio legends out there. Some here, some are still here, some are still gone. Then I turn around and I say to the team of producers that help out on this show every day, thank you. Then I also say to the team of producers that this pre-show prayer is going on way too long and we should actually be getting ready for the show. And that's where it usually goes wrong. Anyway. I was the weather. Hold on, I've got new jingles for the weather and I've just played the wrong one. So thank you, Tommy, for nothing. That did nothing for me. All that prayer music and we still get the jingles wrong. Right, the new weather jingle. Here we go. I'm the weather. Right, brand new weather jingle. Morning, Roy. He says, morning, Ross, on this overcast morning, about 12 degrees tops. 15 degrees today. That's 11, eh? Had my fry up and woke up really early today. Thank you. And Jason's weather. Morning, Ross, on this cloudy, bit dry at the moment. Morning with a temperature of 10 degrees. That's 11 degrees, eh? With a chilly breeze. And that is it. That's today's weather. That was the weather. Thank you. And play the jingle there. There you go. Right, we've got the brand new one from Louis Tomlinson to play next. Yeah, the girls went to see him last week at the O2 in London. And he's got a brand new song out. This is called The Observer. I've only heard this once. And it's taken from his new extended version of his album, How Did I Get Here? Have a listen.
It starts here. Reach on air. It starts now. Reach on air. Reach on
air. And I'll be in the good books now for being a cool dad playing this.
Don't matter who was there before. For my simulated thoughts to lie, to lie. We'll be right back.
Tai, still going. There you go, still going.
Lost Patelt.
That is Louis Tomlinson's newest one out this week. That's the next single from his album, How Did I Get Here? The extended version has got some demos and some other songs on it. We like that. I'm always a bit nervous when I play a Louis Tomlinson song because he's got a bit of a potty mouth, that lad has. Even though I know it's a radio edit, I'm still like, I'll just double check this one before I play it. Because you never know, a little one might slip out. They said there was much swearing going on at the gig on Sunday night. They went to go and see him at Pale Waves, I think it was, and some other band was on before him and all that as well. And they got upgraded to the Pepsi deck. Did I tell you this the other day? I think I did, didn't I? Yeah, they blagged. I did tell you this one, didn't I? They blagged their way from a sort of high up seat, like a 60 quid seat, to a 150 seat, just by asking, pretty much. They didn't get the free drinks, though. I did ask you. You didn't get the free drinks on the Pepsi deck that you normally do. But never mind. You can't remember that. And then he stayed over at the Premier Inn. Stratford, which was very good as well, and they had a lovely time, and that's it. There's no more gigs booked. We was thinking about going to Summertime Ball at Wembley, but we're not doing that now because the prices are insane in the membrane, but we might do Jingle Bell Ball. But apart from that, we have nothing booked. Anyone else got anything booked up, things they're going to? Let us know, because we love a little night out. There is a music festival on in Norwich on my birthday weekend. But we can't do the Sunday because Emily's got an exam on Monday, a really important exam Monday. But they have got the Saturday. It's all tribute bands for the whole weekend. We might go there. That's £5. If you're on the Blue Light website, if you work with someone who's a nurse or a carer or something like that, oh my God, get on the Blue Light. You get tickets like for free for places. It's brilliant. Oh, it's wonderful. Chris, if you ever get anyone, Chris Reardon, make sure you get with someone who's a carer or works in the NHS. God, the amount of free stuff you can go to, or very cheap stuff you can go to. They have last minute gigs to stuff like the next week or so, or sometimes that day. They had free 5 seconds of summer tickets going for the O2, if that's your sort of thing. But they have lots and lots of other stuff on there. It's unbelievable. It's good they look after the people. But if you're a teacher as well, or you work in a school like my missus does, you get access to the Blue Light now as well, which is fantastic. So much good stuff on there. But you have to go with the person who has the Blue Light. So yeah, we're always keeping our eyes open for things, but there is something on there. £5 tickets for the tribute music weekend. We might do that, I don't know. It's really hard when you got a birthday, because especially where my birthday is, because I've got one of my best mates, Jamie, his birthday's the week before, and my friend Kerry is the week after. So how do you do that? You know, you can't go out 3 weeks in a row, can you? It'll cost a fortune. And so I don't know. Well, last year, so we might do something with my mate the week before and then go to this music thing on my birthday weekend instead. Something different, you know. It's always hard when you've got loads of people with birthdays the same time, isn't it? Who do you choose what to do? Or, you know, usually someone gets in there before you and go, oh, we're going to do something the week before yours. Do you want to come? And you're like, oh, I've got to do something for mine. But then just have one big night out. And I think you should combine that. Anyone got friends out there who's got loads of mates with birthdays all around the same time? And who do you choose to go out with and celebrate it with? What do you do? Let us know on Instant Messenger. In our family, in August, there's about 8 birthdays in August. God, it's the most expensive month, usually, anyway. And then 8 birthdays added on top. Jesus Christ! You need to win the lottery to be able to pay for all these things, dear. Flash is there this morning, and he's also saying, what a banger to start the show with. Yeah, we love a little bit of Everything But The Girl. We do. Paul and Lou, they're doing their weather as well. Wrong jingle. I've titled these up wrong. Morning to Paul and Lou. Says, morning, Ross. It's a cloudy. It's cloudy and cloudy here. There's double clouds there. Morning, Ross. It's cloudy and cloudy here. Just about motorbike weather. 12 degrees. Oh, do you know what? I went on a motorbike years ago once, when I used to do a radio show at Future Radio, and someone who was my kind of like little co-host gave me a lift once. Oh my God, I was holding on for dear life. He went, do you want to go slow or fast? I go, can we go slow, please? Oh, he didn't go slow. We were doing 40 in a 40 mile an hour zone, because we don't break the law. Oh my God, 40. It felt like I was going 200 miles an hour. I was holding on for dear life. He went, do you like it? I went, yeah, it's great. Oh, I'm going to die. Flash says, excuse me, where is my weather? Well, send it in then. I'm not looking for it, dear. You can, if you want your weather done, then let me know. Paul and Lou. Lou has blue light. It's brilliant. We've been to loads of stuff, even three-day festivals for a fiver. And festivals in Derby and Truck Fest in Oxford. There's so much on there. There's so much on there, but a lot of it isn't near us, and it's just too expensive to travel to it. You don't end up saving anything. But there is some, the odd things that come up in Norwich. It's like a gin and cider festival, or no, sausage and cider festival as well. It's like, it's such random stuff. Oh, yeah, I really fancy going out and drinking, you know, 9 pints of gin. Oh, and I really fancy a hot dog at the same time. They have some really random combinations. So there should be, I should invent one, like what should we have? A hot chocolate and pizza, you know, festival or something like that. It's really bizarre, the combinations they come up with. Cider and burger festival. Well, if you don't like, oh, I don't know, if you don't like cider, then you're screwed, aren't you? But I suppose they have other things, don't they? I'll have a little look on there in a minute, actually. There's a few ones I go on. The blue light, we always look on. I look on there daily. And there's another one called Show Film First, but you're not meant to talk about it. They tell you that you're not meant to talk about it. It's a secret. But Show Film First is free, and you get last minute tickets. The same as blue light, pretty much. But blue light has better stuff. And Show Film First has loads and loads of last minute tickets, like really cheap. Some good stuff on there. There's an Alison Limerick thing, actually, in London, very soon. I'll have a look at that in a minute. Derek Martin, good morning, Ross. I hope you are well. I'm going to see Lily Allen in concert in July. So looking forward to that. I like Lily Allen a lot. I think she is really good. So have a good time. Where is that? Is that her own gig, or is that like a festival or something like that? Let us know. It is festival season. I would love to go to a proper music festival. I don't think I could handle Glastonbury. I think that would be like way overload, and I wouldn't even know my way around to make the most of the day. I prefer a smaller one. I went to the V Festival years ago. Do they still have the V Festival on? I don't think they do they? Does anyone know? Do they have the V Festival on anymore? I don't think they do. I don't know. Let me know, please, on the messenger. Does the V Festival still go? I went to that a couple of times. That was a long time ago. But yeah, I'll be happy just going to the Tribute Festival. We can literally get on the bus. The bus drops us outside the entrance to the park. And yeah, that might be good. I might do that on the Saturday. My birthday's on the Sunday. And then just do like breakfast or something like that with my mum and dad on the Sunday on my birthday. Anyway, what are you doing this summer? Have you got anything booked up? Let us know. We'll play some Eddie Amador now, and this is Rise on Reach.
You want to know what's wrong with some of us? You trying to get to your place. You discovered corporate America ain't enough. The government ain't enough. The community ain't enough. Your education ain't enough. And you're trying to get to your place. And here comes the devil, sending something to take you out. Don't try to pick up your pace walking, but take what God has given you and rise above your troubles. Do I have a witness? And whenever you meet Jesus, he gives you two wings. Have I got a witness? You can rise above your troubles. Make it to the top. I keep on working, never stop. Gonna keep on pushing. Rise to the top. I got to make it to the top. I
keep on working, never stop. Gonna keep on pushing, rise to the top. I got to make it to the top. I keep on working, never stop. Gonna keep on pushing, rise to the top. I got to make it to the top. I keep on working, never stop. Gonna keep on pushing.
I like that. That is Eddie Amador and Rise on Reach on it. Yes, it is. Bum, 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 bum. What, Roy had a fry up early today. He was awake early. I have days like that. Some days I'm awake really early, and other days I could sleep for England. What was on your fry up, please, Roy? Did you take a picture? If you did, let us know what you had, please, dear. Love a fry up, dear. I had all them sausages to use up yesterday. Well, I had a few yesterday. I had a sausage. I had some rolls to use up. I had some sausages in a roll for my lunch yesterday. Then last night, around about 9 o'clock, I was at work and I had about 5 minutes to spare. And I pulled over and I had the other sausages, cold sausages in a roll, but I didn't put any butter or anything on it. It was really dry, but it was, isn't it lovely when you know you've got a packed lunch sitting next to you in your car or your van, and you wait about halfway through your shift and you keep looking at that going, oh, I'm going to enjoy that in a minute. And I pulled over about 9, 4 sausages chopped up with a little bit of grated cheese and tomato sauce, but it was still a bit dry. It needed a little bit of butter, I think. Oh man, that was nice. That was nice, wasn't it? Do you take lunches to work, Gwia? What do you have? What's your lunch of choice? I tell you what I do have, which you think is rank. I have cold noodles. So instant noodles, you know, warmed up or heated up on a hob. Drain it. This is rank, I know, but I put whatever needs using up, a bit of peppers, some tuna or some chunky chicken, and I'll put some chili sauce on it or something like that, and that's it. I just have that. Oh my god, that is the best thing ever. I put peas with it. I've had some frozen peas. I put some frozen peas with this noodles, 2 packs of noodles, I had chunky chicken that needed using up, some peas and some chopped up pepper. Oh my god, it was the best thing ever, with some loads of chili sauce so it doesn't all stick together. Oh, that was good. What's your lunch of choice? Let us know. Do you go for a meal deal? Or do you have something like that where you use stuff up? Let us know. Flash says, oh my god, what a cool dad you are, playing a bit of Louis Tomlinson. I know, I'm a very cool dad. You know, not many dads do a radio show. Me and Flash are very, very cool dads. You know, what other cool dads? There must be like dads that go like racing car driving at the weekend or something like that. I tell you, Roy's a cool dad. Roy, he goes flying in a proper like aeroplane and stuff. He's a very cool dad. Which one have I? I'm going through my messages. Oh, there you go. I've got a big one here from Flash, who says, yes, we're talking on the subject of what you got planned. He says, yeah, we've got loads planned this year. Just done Bournemouth with amazing sea view rooms. 2 weeks' time, we've got bank holiday weekend. Managed to get a cheap caravan holiday in Selsey with all the entertainment, etc. Is that a haven? Because you, well, ever since the COVID, Haven do the hideaway and then they do the normal one and they charge you more just for a normal break, don't they? Is it one of them ones? Another holiday park on the Isle of Wight at the start of summer. Then off to Cornwall for another cheap-ish caravan holiday in Cornwall. And they're going to meet Tim and Rosie. Oh, you're doing a reach meet-up? I did that many years ago. I met Chris Brophy, who used to be on here years and years ago, a music producer. who made his loads of his own house records and did really well in America. And I met him up in Manchester, 20 years ago. And I stayed in his little flat in Salford, and which was literally the area where they filmed Two Pints of Lager and A Packet of Crisps. And I met him up and we did a couple of radio shows together. Actually, I was on CMP Radio, which is the same thing as Reach, pretty much. And then we went, did karaoke, went to karaoke around the corner from his. And then on the way back, at the train station in Manchester, my mate Chris, there was a photographer, I can't remember his name, Chris Bedwell, who used to be a presenter on CMP Radio as well. We and us three all met up in the pub on the way back, and for about 2 or 3 hours. And I also met up with someone called James Morgan when I used to do Sunday nights on CMP Radio, which became Reach on Air. I met up with James Morgan in Portsmouth. No, not Portsmouth. Where's the other place? Bognor Regis. I met him up in Bognor Regis for a couple of hours. And then last year, I got to meet everyone all in one go. And it was brilliant. The karaoke, Flash we met, and Chris and Roy and Vera, loads of people were there. It was brilliant. So Flash, I think all them blooming things you got, but we're going to have to start calling you Judith after Judith Chalmers, isn't he? Can't he, man? He's actually doing more holidays than Judith Chalmer ever did on Wish You Were Here. Paul and Lou, the Sausage and Cider Festival sounds toxic. Sounds toxic. Farts will be coming on Sunday. Yeah, definitely. Derek Martin, the Lillian Allen concert he's going to is her own right, so it's her own concert. It's on in the Free Arena in Dublin, which is a big music venue for Ireland. Is that like the O2 but for Ireland? Roy says, well, I like eating my fridge and freezer out with weird combos. Oh, me and you will be a perfect combination if we live together then. Oh, I'm like that. I have the weirdest things ever together. And I kind of think, well, I'll just see if these go. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they are absolutely banging. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I have had some of the weirdest combinations of things. I have a lot of mustard. Oh, I tell you, I did have the other day. You're going to think this is rank. I had two packs of instant noodles, chunky chicken, and I didn't have any chili sauce or anything left because I used it all up. So guess what I put with it? And this is going to probably make you feel sick, but it was actually banging. All right, two packs of noodles, chunky chicken, some frozen peas, all right, and mint sauce. Mint sauce. You know mint sauce that you put on a roast dinner? Well, I had that 3 for $4. At work the other day. And so I got 8 jars. I love mint sauce. And it was like something like 40p for a jar of mint sauce. I put loads of mint sauce with it. Oh my God, it was absolutely banging. Don't judge me. It was absolutely banging. Can you get better than that combination? What random things have you put together and you've actually gone, cool, I'll tell you what, that's actually pretty banging. Let us know on the instant messenger. I do a lot of noodle meals, and then I found out that noodles actually aren't good for you at all. So I'm probably not doing my body any good. But I have lots of loin steaks with noodles, and then whatever needs using up in the freezer. We chop stuff. If I see any onions and peppers cheap at work and stuff in the shops, I just get them and chop them up and put them in the freezer and just get them out another day and just chuck loads of stuff with it. Love it. Love a little random combination. Right, let's play the new one from Becky Hill. This is out this week. I like this. This is called Hands On Me. We'll look on the blue light after this. So we've got to name that tune next.
Keep your hands on me, 'cause fingertips, take a trip and get a glimpse of what's next. Shivers down my spine, can you read my mind? Follow me, we'll do it one more time, cause
Becky Hill, new one called Hands On Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Right, it's time for Name That Tune. Just before we do that, let's have a quick look at the messages. Roy says, I thought Louis Tomlinson was the Irish fella on X Factor. The X Factor judge or whatever that's called. No, dear, that was Louis... what's his name? Not Louis Spence. Oh, it's his blooming name. Oh, the Irish one. Not Derek Martin. Louis... Oh, man, what's his name? Louis Walsh. Oh, God, he's looking old now. Just looked at a picture of him. Oh, my God, he's looking old now. He's kind of got it in for Simon Cowell, and he had a big dig at Simon Cowell about something the other week. I don't know what that was all about. He's probably just jealous because he's not getting any TV work anymore. Jason says, I hear that Derek's going to go and see Lily Allen. Not that little spoilt brat. No, there's nothing wrong with Lily Allen. I don't think she's spoilt, mate. She's lovely. Roy, mint sauce on noodles, what the hell? He said, I like mint sauce. He went, but not on noodles, I know. But mate, don't knock it till you tried it. That's all I'm going to say. Jason says, Becky Hill, like that song. He went, Mark's out of two, I'd give her one. Yes, good lad. And Paul and Lou, it's Louis Walsh. Yeah, we just said that. It's Louis Walsh. Thank you very much. Right, time for Name That Tune. Would anyone like to win some noodles with mint sauce? If you do, you have to get the artist and title right on two bars, please. Any ideas on that one this morning? Get your answers in.
You're listening to the Rough Cats Out Show on Reach On Air.
Right, we need a laugh, please, at the beginning of the song.
People, how to twitch.
love that. And I love that Darren Robinson, who's in there, they call him the human beatbox. He goes, I can't even do it. He does all that beatboxing. Do you think I'll get a career in that? No. Me neither. That was the Fat Boys featuring Flash. Sorry, I mean Chubby Checker and The Twist, Yo Twist, right here on Reach on Air. Desperately looking for my music bed. There we go, that's the one. Got so many pieces of music in front of me, it's hard to know what to play. We'll do Name That Tune in just a sec. Just have a quick look down this blue light thing, and then just say if you got someone in your family who you like going to gigs with, or your missus works, or your other half, or someone you know works in teaching or caring or hospital, doctors, nurses, all that. You probably know about the blue light already, but God, there's some good stuff on there. You only get access to it if you've got one of the cards, and my missus has. There's in St. Albans, you can go to one of them Ibiza orchestras. There's all sorts of disco days. Worcester race course has got stuff on. Let's look at the good stuff. There's the Isle of Wight Festival. Oh, the Sausage and Cider Isle of Wight Festival. Cambridge Rocks. Cafe Mambo in Reading Park. Oh, there you go, Chris. I saw this the other day. I thought of you. Reading, you can go to Cafe Mambo in Ibiza for £3.50 if you know someone who's got a blue light card. And there's loads of people on there. Where's the one I looked at earlier? There was some added today. Scouting for Girls, if you live in Cleethorpes. Oh, that's not far from Chris's Caravan, Cleethorpes. They've got Scouting for Girls there. Heather Small, Sagala, Karen Hardin, loads of people like that. And the tickets for that are £1.50. £1.50. I love it. And the Earlham Park one in Norwich is £5 booking fee, and that's it. So yeah, and there's loads of people there, and there was something added. There was one on there for the Sausage and Cider Festival in Reading. Chris Moyles is there, Pat Sharp, and then loads of tribute bands, and that one is £5.95 for your ticket. But you have to go with someone who's got the blue light card. Oh, there's loads in there. Trance in the Woods. There's loads of things I never even heard of. Rum and Reggae Fest in Glasgow. Oh my God, there's so much stuff on there. Loads and loads of stuff. Go and have a little look. If you know someone on the blue light, then yeah, it's well worth having a look. You can save a fortune and get some really cheap days out. And we have a legend listen to us this morning. I can't believe this. What's he doing up this early? I thought he didn't get up till about 6 o'clock at night. We have got the legend as Alan Ross. He says, all right there, Bonnie lads. I don't even know if that's still with that. No, all right. Oh, I can't do his accent. If you say why I man, you go, all right, Bonnie lads. I can't do accents. Alan says, my wife says I'm disgusting because I mix Marmite with beans or tomato soup. Just gives it that extra bit of flavour. There's nothing wrong with that. I like Marmite on everything. Oh, everyone else hates it in this house. Oh, I love a bit of Marmite. I put Marmite with beans on toast. Do you know what I do? Alan, I don't even put butter. Oh my God, it's 10:43. I'm rabbiting on so much. Who cares? I don't even put butter on my toast. I put a massive layer of Marmite. Then I'm a bit of a kid. I get them beans and sausages in a tin. So I'll have like two bits of toast, a massive dollop of Marmite spread over instead of butter. My voice is going now. That could be a good thing. And then I have beans and sausages in a tin. Oh, it's the best. My uncle used to buy the really cheap beans from Lidl's, and then he just put a little tiny bit of butter with it. And he said they taste like Heinz, just with, you know, a little tiny bit of butter. But yeah, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that, Alan. Alan, would you like to do the instant noodles with chunky chicken and mint sauce challenge? I dare you. There is absolutely banging. Absolutely banging. He said, as for meeting up, he said, we need to arrange another invasion of Chris Reardon's karaoke, preferably when I'm available. Yeah, but you don't get out of bed till 6 p.m. Actually, saying that, he would be able to do it, wouldn't he? Yeah, we all need to do another meetup. I don't know how to do it around my birthday or what I'm doing. Flash, when are you going there? We need to. It's really hard, isn't it? Especially when you've got kids and exams and stuff and all sorts of stuff going on. When do you go and who can go the most and get the most people there? Anyway, we'll arrange something off the air. Another meetup. It'd be lovely to meet Alan, the legend who's on Midnights. Here on Reach On Air. Well, it will happen at some point. It will happen at some point. But, look, we need to do other things. We've got other things going on here at the minute. I keep talking about our blooming social lives. Look, we've got a radio show to do. We're doing Name That Tune. Two bars. We've only got one person who's got it right so far. So I think we're going to have to give you a little bit of a helping hand. Who is this one? And we're going to increase it now to... We're going to increase it to 8 bars. Who is this? And I think Alan Ross would probably be pleased that he's actually recognised probably 2 songs from today's playlist as well. Because he says that I play a load of weird music. Because Alan's stuck in the 80s, you see. He doesn't know any music after 1989. He thinks that's it. He didn't realise that they still carried on releasing music. Anyway, I think even Alan might know that one. Who is that? Let us know on the instant messenger right now. Fade that one down. There you go. Right, I've got 10 million things going on at the same time here. Let's reset that. God, all this stuff that goes on. All this stuff that goes on. It's wonderful, isn't it? Right, come on, get your answers in then. Where are you? Lesbia Avenue. Get your answers in. We'll give you a shout out on the radio. Where are you?
Where are you?
Lesbia Avenue.
Lesbia Avenue!
Right, okay. Let's have a look down the list then. Who we got? Flash was first in this morning. I knew Flash would get this. Oasis, some might say. Obviously mad for it, yes. Roy says it's Oasis, but I don't know the song. Oh my God, are you absolutely joking me? Roy says Paul and Lou will get it. Well, they haven't messaged in yet. So, no, that's it. So Flash is right this morning. Even Alan didn't know that. Well, of course he didn't know that, because that was 1995. He stopped buying records in 1989. Well done to Flash this morning. Who got it right? It was, of course, Oasis, Mad For It. He told me earlier that someone got tickets. They're meant to be like 500 quid for Oasis last year, last summer at Wembley. He got them right about 80 quid or something, I think he said. Yeah, hold out to the end. You never know. People get ill and stuff happens, don't they? I wish I would have gone to that, but I just can't justify the price of what they wanted to charge. I'd have paid 80 quid for it, oh, definitely, yeah. Anyway, today's Name That Tune, it was of course the brilliant Oasis right here on Reach On Air. And it is, some might say...
Never ponder on our thoughts today, 'cause they all sway.
There you go, the brilliant Oasis, and some might say here on Reach On Air. I was going to play the new Melanie C one this morning, but I've literally run out of time to play that, so we'll have to stick that on the playlist for next time. We've had some more messages come in. Before we go, let's have a little look. Paul and Lou, are you taking requests today? Yes, so there is an amazing song by Flea out of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Tom York called Traffic Lights. Flea has a jazz album out. It's a bit weird. It's so good. You'd love it. I will stick that on the list to have a little listen to after the show. Thank you, Paul and Lou, but definitely I ain't got time to grab that one today. I run out of time because I've been chattering on so much. But thank you. That is highlighted on my bit of paper. Flash says, on the subject of random food, oh yes, I had scrambled eggs on Marmite toast this morning. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. He says, you've got to have the Tesco salt and pepper baguettes. Oh, I've had them. They are nice. They are very nice. Get the cheesy loaf of bread as well. They do like a cheesy loaf of bread. Oh, it's the best. Lidl's do the best ever cheese rolls, cheese topped rolls. They are the best thing ever, I'm telling you. And you get loads of cheese in them. They're really nice. We had plans to go to the karaoke end of the month, but it's all fallen through. It's easy for us to get there. Just hope everyone else can hope we get everyone else available. Expensive travel for a lot of people going to London. Yeah, and it's cheap to get there. It's only 27 quid. It's the accommodation that costs a lot, isn't it? It's the staying over it costs a lot, but it will happen eventually. It will happen eventually. We've got all summer to go yet. We'll all meet up at some point. Flash says, rumour has it Oasis are doing 10 nights at Nebworth next summer. Oh, I couldn't think of nothing worse. No, not in a... I don't mind in a stadium, but not in a field. I don't think I could do that. No, I'd just be going, oh, I need the toilet. I wouldn't dare drink nothing, so I'd just end up needing a toilet. And I think that is it. There was one more. No, that is it. That is it. There was one from Alan, I think, that I've missed. Where is that? No, there isn't. I think that's it. Right, what time is it? Oh, this is going to end nicely. Oh, Derek Martin, that's it. I was going to say Derek Martin is coming up next for you. You can always tell when it's getting near the end of the show, can't you? Because I always rush at the end of the show. But yeah, Derek Martin is in the Republic of Ireland. He is ready and waiting for you. He'll be on just after the Reach On Air news.
It's time now for Ross's chilled tune.
But we're going to end today's show with a nice mellow one. It's been a hype show. Thank you very much for all your messages. We're going to leave you with a little bit of Shola Ammer, and I'll be back on Monday.
Need somebody.
I love this song so much.
Open up and let them through.
yeah. You're my